I think it's kind of fitting that we have this combination today of, in the church calendar, the Feast of the Visitation, and in our American calendar, the celebration of Memorial Day. Because really, the example that Mary shows is such a beautiful one for us to keep in mind. My parents recently got back from the Holy Land, and as when I was there, they too were very much taken by the distances between places and how, you know, we read easily here that Mary traveled in haste to the hill country to a town of Judah. Well, the distance from Nazareth down to the town of Ein Kerem, where this Feast of the Visitation would have first taken place, you know, that's probably over 50 miles and over desert and rough country, and it would have been quite a journey for Mary. And yet, it says that she set out in haste. She wasn't debating back and forth, oh my goodness, do I really want to go? Angel Gabriel hadn't even told her to go. It just came within her heart that it was the right thing to do, that if her cousin was pregnant and in need of help, she should go. It's that great spirit of seeing another person in need and just going. Couldn't help but think of that when we think of Memorial Day. How today we honor especially the men and women who have died in the service of our country. How much, as I was, you know, as I often do, looking at history of our country and this time and watching the National Memorial Day concert last night from Washington, that you see that spirit, particularly World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and even in Afghanistan and Iraq to this day, how we see not our own country necessarily, but someone else, another country, the world in need. And the men and women of the United States have always responded, said, if someone is in need, we will go. No one forced us to enter into World War I or World War II. We saw a need and we went. That spirit continues, I think, today, and is what God asks of all of us, to see our brother and sister in need and to go with haste. That's what virtue is ultimately about, that we do the right thing quickly and easily. So today we celebrate. We celebrate Mary, her yes to God that allowed Jesus to be born into this world. We thank her, we sing with joy, as Mary did. We are also thankful for our men and women who gave their lives in service of our country this day that first was known as Decoration Day, where we would go and place flags on the graves of our fallen soldiers. And now that we remember today all of our departed brothers and sisters, that we might continue to pray for them, but that we might look around even as they did, to see who is in need today, and there go with haste. The result is that we will have joy, which is what Mary had. She was not arriving at Elizabeth's complaining of the long journey or complaining about this or that. Rather, she is filled with joy. We see that on this Memorial Day, we also pray for our country, particularly for an end to abortion. This could be indeed, the feast of the pro-life movement. We see here two little babies in their mother's wombs, John the Baptist leaping for joy at the presence of Jesus in the womb of his mother. So today we pray, we continue to sacrifice for our country, that it might be made holy, that we might have just laws, and that we as a nation may indeed be holy and sing for joy with Mary. We proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior.